Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you more stories about incredible women who share their knowledge and advice. They let you in on their amazing experiences, all to help you learn and grow along the way. For today's show, I don't have just one guest. I have two special guests, Nicole Raymond and Sarah DeMarco. Nicole was a seasoned sports industry executive. She spent a decade at global sports and entertainment agency, IMG. She's now an entrepreneur and the co-founder of LDR Brands. Sarah DeMarco is the other co-founder of LDR. Sarah was a seasoned music industry executive with diverse experience from an acclaimed independent record label and management company, Rostrum Records. With two very different backgrounds, Nicole and Sarah got together, started a company, and they're here to share their journey. Nicole, Sarah, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, I mentioned that you came out of different industries. So, Nicole, you were sports, and Sarah, you were music. And you got together. So maybe, Nicole, let's start with you. How did the two of you meet?
It's actually a fascinating story. Sarah and I have been friends for, I don't know, well over 12 years at this point. And we were brought together because of our jobs that we had while we were hustling away as college students. We had jobs in the service industry, and we got to know each other in those roles. And I think we shared something special in that we both knew that whatever we did with our career, that we wanted to be successful and kind of had that next level of experience. And so we were drawn together with those types of tendencies and really just stayed in touch through our various career development stages. And, you know, I think what kept us connected is that even though we were in different industries, we had very similar roles, and we were also traveling constantly. And there were very few people in our life at that point in time that could identify with that kind of travel schedules and hectic things. So Sarah was definitely my solstice in a lot of that.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's always great to find a friend that you can connect that way on so many levels. So Sarah, what made you want to partner with Nicole? So she had a very different background. You were connected, but sometimes it takes a lot to really launch a business with somebody. So to create LDR Brands, what did that take for you?
Well, I think it was great because we both were in a position, to have the same type of idea and experience on the road and not having products that really fit our needs. And so it was very natural to partner with her because we came up with the idea and we had a passion for fixing this problem and finding a solution. And we just really, I think, got lucky when it came to I had skills in certain areas and she had others, and they just really complemented each other well. And my strengths were her weaknesses and her strengths were mine, and it just balanced. So it just made sense that we should do this together. And we both have a hustle and a drive and momentum. And so for me, when I had this thought of like, maybe we should explore this more, she was like, yes, we're going to do this. We're going to start today. And so this forward momentum just pushed us along, and we just kind of helped each other. And I think that's really important in partners, that if you're going to start something and launch something, especially a business, that you're both 100% in and you want to move forward and you help each other to do that.
Yeah, there is no, I'm only 50% in. You are 100%. So, Nicole, what's it like for you to have a business partner? Do you feel that you always agree with Sarah or not? How does that work out for you?
Well, if you can tell me two business partners that always agree, I think there's something actually wrong with that. I think what Sarah and I have going on for us is, first and foremost, we're friends, right? And we have a fundamental respect for one another and in preserving that friendship through our business partnership. And I think, you know, secondary to that is that, as Sarah outlined so eloquently, our skill sets are really like they're very, you know, cohesive with one another. I mean, it's pretty incredible because Sarah has the operational savvy from already building a startup business in her previous life. And I have a lot of the kind of the larger mid-level size company skill sets that you have. So together we have, you know, a pretty great system between us, and it's our own system and it works well. And I think what we value above anything else is the fact that we can come to one another transparently and say, hey, I really don't like that. Or what about doing it this way? And we talk problems out in the moment and we get to solutions pretty quickly.
That's really good. I think the transparency, but mostly the respect that you both have when you can bring that to the table all the time. So Sarah, how do you negotiate so that you can come to an agreement in the best interest of the business? Has there ever been anything where you guys were far off that you kind of had to go back and forth on it?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, to be fair and be as transparent as possible, especially when you're negotiating internally. You're really talking to your partner. It's not an enemy. It's not someone that you don't know. And so it's really important to try and understand where they're coming from, try and really understand your position, have facts to back it up, you know, things that you can point to, and then find this common ground. And I think when you're transparent and you're being honest and you're being very understanding and listening, I think listening is something that people forget to do. If you listen to what the other person's asking for and their reasoning, then I think you come from a different place in your responses, and then no one's on the defense. And it's more of let's work together. And then you find a solution quickly. And I think for us too, it's important because you can't step forward on a maybe. If you make a decision to go one way or the other, you can build off of that. So I think that's important as well.
Yeah, I think that's really important. So as business owners, I'm sure you've seen your fair share of tough challenges so far. Nicole, you start. Talk about a challenge and how you guys kind of overcame.
We only won.
I think, you know, you're lucky.
Right. Like there are things that come up, and Sarah and I look at each other and we're like, okay, we don't really know how to handle this, but we're going to figure it out. And, you know, I think we just went through a big website relaunch. We actually launched on Monday with a refreshed page and a whole nother section that we launched called Work Travel, which is a whole third party products division. And, you know, we were literally, you know, going through the process last week of approving ads and creating content and, you know, working with the developers and everything like that. And it was a big challenge, you know, that those were not, that type of tactical role is not something that was in our day-to-day, in our previous jobs, but, you know, we figured it out. And I think that, you know, we are, if we're anything, you know, we're hustlers, and we are dedicated to making not only our partnership work, but our business work. And so, you know, with that commitment comes clarity and solutions.
Definitely. I love that I've heard the word, you know, hustle or hustlers twice in our conversation, because I've been saying that so much lately. You know, you got to hustle.
Well,
you got to be a hustler. That's what it's about.
And we mean it in the most positive context. I mean, I would like, I guess there is some negative context attached to that, but I, you know, I mean it in the most uplifting way. I mean, we grind.
Determined.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, hustle. You're hustlers and you're determined. It's all good and positive. So, Sarah, how about you? How are you handling challenge as well? What do you think about challenges?
I think there's challenges in every single area of the company. So like you're dealing with marketing, you're dealing with press, you're dealing with sourcing materials, you're dealing with design, you're dealing with finances. Like there's all these things and there's only two of us. So there's just so much that we're not going to know and that we have to learn. And it's uncomfortable for sure. And I think you just have to step back and take a break, take a walk, talk it out. It's nice having a partner in the same room with you because you can work on solutions and realize at the end of the day, you're not curing cancer. You're just really stressed out about which color zipper tape you need to pick for the bag. And
right.
At the end of the day, nobody's going to know that you had 1,000 options. They'll be like, oh, I really like that color blue. So it's like trying to keep it all in perspective.
Oh, on the note of the color blue, I've seen the Porter bag in blue. It's gorgeous. It is. Among your favorite things to do is the design, and you definitely got that right. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're sort of working through challenges. What are your favorite things to do, if you don't mind me asking? Maybe, Nicole, I'll start with you. What do you love about being an entrepreneur?
Well, I mean, speaking of challenges, I mean, I love the challenge. I think what gets me up in the morning and what makes me, you know, driven to make this a successful venture is, you know, overcoming those challenges and just never ceasing to be bored. I mean, there is literally something new every day that we couldn't have predicted. Our days are completely different. I mean, Sarah and I wrote a blog post most recently trying to outline what we do in an average day, because I think when we quit our day jobs, everyone's like, you have these successful, lucrative jobs. Like, what the heck are you doing? Like,
right? Stay
in your job, work for your agency. And we're like, no, we're going to build this thing. And I think, you know, a lot of people started asking us, but what exactly are you doing all day long? And so we wrote a whole blog post about it, because we were like, listen, like, some days we're in the garment district and Sarah's like taking out zipper tape. And then other days we're at the manufacturer, like sourcing leathers for the next season. And then some days we're meeting with fundraising and, you know, bankers, and you just never know. Like, it's up, down, and all around. And I think that's what I value most, is that it's forever changing and exciting. And, you know, for me, it's the ultimate job environment.
You wear a lot of hats. Sarah, how about you? How do you feel about all the different things that you do and your favorite things?
I think I enjoy it. I've always enjoyed being a person who is in the middle and everything kind of is revolving around it. So in music, I was in management. So you're in the middle with the artists and you're talking to all the different people, like the agent and the venues, like you're really knowing what every department's doing. And I think the same thing with this, it's every day I get to be involved in little pieces of the company. So I can see how things are operating and what's efficient, what's not, what needs to be fixed. And I think what's really exciting about this is I do get to pick colors and create and mock things up and do some design stuff. And instead of just doing a lot of paperwork and talking to a lot of people, I get to be creative again, and we get to take a vision and ideas that we have and bring them to life. And even though it's not hard, it's worth pushing through, because when you do get a bag back or a sample and it works out and you can actually use it and then people like it and it like changes how they function in the day, it's all worth it.
Well, just what you said about, you know, bringing something to life and watching that happen and being a part of the whole innovation process and the design sounds really exciting. I'm talking with my special guests, Nicole Raymond and Sarah DeMarco, entrepreneurs and the co-founders of LDR Brands. In the next segment, Nicole and Sarah will share their thoughts on being entrepreneurs and the weaknesses and the strengths of business owners.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Nicole Raymond, Sarah DeMarco, and I were just chatting about business partners, negotiating, some tough challenges. Okay, so we were talking about challenges. Let's kind of morph into strengths and weaknesses as business owners. So where do you think you complement one another, and maybe, because we all know that that's what makes such a great partnership. So Nicole, let's start with you. What are some strengths and weaknesses that you have?
Yeah, I think, like I think we mentioned a little earlier, but our skill sets are remarkably complementary. I mean, I think that might be a cliche thing that a lot of partners say amongst each other, or certainly to their investors and their stakeholders, but Sarah and I are really well positioned. My background previous to this venture was in a sales, a forward-facing role, an outbound sales role. And I led a team in that initiative. And so getting on the phone, tracking people down, getting meetings, you know, getting people interested in my, in products and what we're doing and the vision, that comes very naturally to me. Things that I don't have a lot of experience in, I'm fortunate that Sarah is literally a guru. I mean, she's an operational expert, and her best practices that she's been able to take over from, you know, her former roles have really been the bones of what was built on. And in particular, you know, she, you know, on top of operational excellence, she also is a very talented designer. And those are
skill
sets that you don't find together. So she, you know, and it's funny because she has this really incredible process that she uses, you know, that we have adopted to create new products and develop the line. And I think at first she was a little sheepish about sharing it. And then we shared it in the presence of a very talented, well-known designer. And she was kind of confessing her style. And the woman looked directly at her and was like, no. What you're doing is exactly what the great designers do. And it was just like very, you know, affirmational that, you know, that we do have this pretty cool thing going on. So yeah, I'm really fortunate to be working with somebody that has, you know, those different types of skills, and together I think we are, you know, one of the strongest teams, at least I've ever worked with.
Oh, that's awesome. So Sarah, you have the left side and the right side of the brain going, which is amazing. It's always great to have a partner who's that way. Is there ever anything that Nicole is doing that you would say, oh, I think I want to help with? Or are you kind of like, no, I'm hands off. Go ahead.
Well, it's so funny because I'm a very curious person. So I love like the operational research. I love like creating and trying things. The one thing that I would say, I'm not comfortable in and I'm totally fine with is being in the background and kind of just making things happen that affect people, or that people will come across or see, but they may not know who created it. Where Nicole, which is why I love her, can walk into any room fearlessly, start up a conversation, make people comfortable, be the life and the energy of the room, get our vision across, really get people excited about it. And that's something that is such a great strength of hers, that I'm a little more shy and introverted and I'm more comfortable there. So I'm very lucky to have that balance between us, because if I can just give her assets and give her things to work with, then she can take them and run. And I trust her 100% to go wherever she needs to go, meet whoever she needs to meet, and know that whatever message she's delivering is the best one that we could ever have delivered, because she's so passionate about things. And another strength that she has that I love is that she's a very visual and creative person as well. So when it comes to doing like the website or mocking something up or making assets, she's always ready to jump in and take those things on, and it always turns out amazing. So there's a good balance on the creative side that we can share and respect the vision and what we're making. But then she just is an amazing people person, which is something that I just haven't had that forward-facing position before and really honed in on in the past to focus on. So I'm learning a ton day-to-day from watching her do that.
Well, you're clearly complimentary, but one thing that really stood out, what you were just saying, was how much you trust your business partner. And I think that is one of the most important things to have when you go into business, that trust. There's nothing else like it. And if you don't have the trust, you have a really tough time. So it's great to hear you say that.
That's
and then
nice.
I guess as entrepreneurs, you know, we all think about what is, you know, critical that you need for your business to grow and to be successful. What do you think are three critical things that you do or that you need? So maybe, Nicole, let's hear your thoughts on this.
Well, I mean, the topic of trust, there's nothing, in my opinion, that's more important than trusting the people you work with. I mean, Sarah and I talk about when we build out teams, because I think one of the skills that we share in common is the development of teams. And we feel personally passionate that anyone you bring onto your organization, not only do they have to fit the skills, obviously, of the needed position, but they have to have that passion and that team orientation to be able to contribute to the greater good. And that to me is, you know, we say internally all the time, we can teach people the operational excellence or the savvy or what had you, but you can't teach attitudes and you can't teach buy-in. So those things to me are definitely the most important. You know, culture is a big thing for Sarah and I, and that's reflective in our hiring practices. And I think, we're not curing cancer, to use, you know, Sarah's, you know, analogy. We're making really fun products, and we need to live the brand that we're doing. And we're making fun products. We're also making solutions for women that are meaningful and are a big part of what we're doing. We come from worlds that are heavily male influenced, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's nice to be in an environment and a setting where we're doing things, you know, for women and to have that lasting impact on their behalf.
When you're interviewing or selecting people to work with, can you tell right away just based on a conversation with them that they fit the culture or not? Or do you think that takes a little bit of time to learn? Because culture is so important. I agree.
Yeah. For me, it's almost instantaneous. I think attitudes are something that's written. It's like it's a nonverbal thing that's written all over someone's face. You know, and I can very quickly, and Sarah's good at this too, pick up on if somebody is a culture fit for us. And it's little things, you know, it's how you express, you know, gratitude is a huge thing. You know, I used to, in a former role, I taught at Georgetown in a program where I taught this really heavy hitting course on how to be an intern in a corporate setting. And it sounds kind of funny, but at the time, you know, there are just these really basic things that people don't pay a lot of attention to. And I think gratitude is one of those things, not just in a work life, certainly across your entire life, but in a professional context, people who are express thankfulness and appreciation and, you know, are thankful to their peers and their mentors and those that they work around. I mean, that's something you literally can't replicate it.
No, it's really important. Sarah, how about you? What are some critical things that you think you need for your business to grow and be successful?
Well, I definitely, you know, to Nicole's point, our culture is important. And I think we're definitely not two eyes where we, and everyone we hire, I would want them to be the same way. It's like, how can I help? How can I add? How can I contribute? And not so much like, what can you guys do for me? Because we want to grow a family and a team and build this out and have people that we enjoy being with. Because we enjoy being with each other and it's a lot of fun right now and we get a lot done. I think we just want to take that and grow it out. And I think, you know, for other parts of the company and what we want to do the next 6 months or the next year, like what's important is really keeping our vision. There's a lot of things when you're fundraising or working with different retailers, they'll ask you for certain colors or certain designs, or can you change this and that? And it's really knowing what your vision and your brand's all about, listening to feedback from customers, retailers, investors, and really saying, yes, this makes sense because this could really be helpful to a lot of people, or no, this doesn't, this is outside of where we want to go, and be comfortable with that.
I agree. I think it's so important, just what you said about knowing your vision and your brand, because you will hear a lot in your path and, you know, it all sounds exciting, but it might be too much on the fringe. And every decision that you're making with a, you know, a younger company is so important that you really have to stick with the brand and the vision. What about, so I'm clearly getting the sense that you guys are very busy. I know at one point, Nicole, when we spoke, you might have been over in Milan. How much time is focused on the business and maybe how much goes to family and friend time? So, Nicole, what percentage of your day is work time?
Well, a very timely question, especially coming up on the holiday season. I think, you know, I don't know if I could break it down into percentages because I think that it would eclipse 100%. But starting a business is consuming, right? Like you're working, because if you're not doing it, there isn't anyone doing it. And I think that hits me often throughout the day, is like, we have to get these things done. But also, you know, you could work, you know, 200 hours a week or whatnot and still not do everything. So I think what Sarah and I do well is, you know, prioritize. I think every day we look at each other and we say, this is what you're accomplishing today. This is what I'm accomplishing today. Ready, go. And sometimes it takes us a little longer than we would like to get some of these things done. But I think, you know, you have to have that map and that time management to not just burn yourself out and to make time for friends and family, you know. And I think that that's something that, you know, it's cliche to say it's important, but certainly when you're, you know, throwing yourself into creating something, it's very easy to get lost in that process. So I think remaining, you know, in touch with people on the outside is helpful.
Otherwise, it is all-consuming. Sarah, how about you? Are you consciously stepping back for family and friend time too?
I think I try because, you know, even today I stepped away from my desk for half an hour, and the idea that I've been trying to find and the solution for the past week finally came to me. Sometimes you have to get that mental break and experience life so that you're not one-dimensional and you can put it back into what you're working on. The perspective is really helpful. For me, I have friends and family in my life who are going to love me and support me regardless if I fail or succeed. And because they're so loyal, I want to be the same to them. So I try very hard, like on the weekends, you know, to make time for my friends and family, but also every single day. You know, everyone has an extra 5 minutes. And if you don't think you do, then maybe you need to say, what am I doing in my life that maybe I could adjust? Because I think everyone has time to say I love you and to call and, you know, to have a dinner. We all have to eat. So I try really hard to just keep it in mind on a daily basis so that it doesn't happen where I'm sitting going, oh my gosh, it's been a month and I haven't talked to my parents or called my sister or, you know, gone on a date with my boyfriend. So it's just, you know, being conscious of it and knowing that when work is hard for me, I need someone to lean on, and people in my life need someone to lean on as well. So it goes both ways.
That's really good. And I think there are studies that actually say that you need to step away, take a break to rejuvenate, because when you do, it actually makes you more productive. So with the stress that you guys face on a daily basis, you know, as business owners and entrepreneurs, what are some of your maybe stress busters or ways to unwind? Nicole, what do you do to bust your stress?
I was a college athlete, so an exercise regimen was something that was ingrained in me from a very young age. And obviously it used to be out of, you know, commitment to the sport, but really exercise for me is an outlet. And I like having a regimen that I, you know, conduct, you know, very early in the morning. Sarah and I are very alike in some ways, but our routines, we like to say that we're the true 24-hour operation, because I operate from the hours of about 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. We cross over, and then she kind of loops it back to 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, my.
yeah, it's crazy.
Night owl.
Yeah, the music life has not escaped her. But, you know, I like to get up really early, and exercise is a part of my daily routine. And then other than that, I really enjoy cooking and wine and the exploration of those things. And certainly, you know, you've got to have the social aspect for me is where I gain energy from being around people. So, you know, maintaining those friendships, maintaining, you know, those networking opportunities and from really a social context is a release for me.
Fantastic. And Sarah, what are your stress busters, and are you doing them at 3 a.m?
Well, yes. It's so funny. I wish I could say I go to the gym all the time, but like an example of a stress reliever would be when Nicole cooks her amazing meals. I love to partake and eat them. So that's always a good one. And also, I think anyone that knows me right now, maybe the past year I've been on a puzzle kick, which is so funny. I'm like putting together and like doing a business puzzle every day and trying to figure out strategies. But when I get home, for some reason, I love to sit and relax and have a glass of wine and watch a good TV show and do a puzzle. And I feel like every piece of a puzzle has its place, and there's something very calming. It's like it's going to be challenging. There's 1,000 pieces, but the solution is in front of you. You just have to find it. And so for me, that's just a way to decompress. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little hamster on a wheel, and I don't know how to get off. And at 10 o'clock at night, I wake up, and you know, I build things, make things, create stuff. I always am offering to paint someone's wall somewhere. So it's just keeping busy. But when I'm doing things that are tangible and getting energy out, my brain is still thinking about work and fun things we can do. And I think what Nicole was saying earlier, there's no one really else to do it right now besides us. And you're always excited, so you're thinking. So it's kind of cool to be able to, like, take a run, have a good meal, and almost, like, brainstorm and have fun thinking about what's next.
Well, so. It sounds like you're both having a lot of fun. I love your stress busters. So very last question, where can people find out more about you and LDR Brands? So, Nicole, you go first.
Yeah, so we just, like I mentioned, we relaunched our website on Monday, so that's www.ldrbrands.com. The website's been completely refreshed, and we'd love some feedback on what people think about the look, tone, and the feel of it now. And then additionally, our holiday pop-up shop went live on Monday, which we're calling Work Travel, without the vowels, naturally. And that can be found on that page as well, at the top banner. And on there is also our bios and some additional background about our previous lives and the types of projects we work on now.
Terrific. Sarah, anything you want to add to that, or did Nicole cover it all?
She covered most of it. She did really well. We got the new website, which is exciting, and we also have a Twitter and a Facebook and Instagram, which we update regularly and are excited about, and that's all at LDR Brands. And we have a Spotify music playlist, which is at the same. So those are also other places you can kind of look into our lives and see images of what we're up to, listen to music that we listen to while we run, and stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, Nicole, Sarah, thank you very much for joining us today and for sharing your journey from industry executives to founding your company, LDR Brands, and living the entrepreneurial dream. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. And until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.